WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First. Today's topic, a game changer, becoming more present in life. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media, watching TV, or even just daydreaming, and suddenly realize, wait, what was I doing? Ever been there? We've all been there. It's easy to get swept away by the constant noise of life, but trust me, folks, true happiness and fulfillment come from being truly present in each moment. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, Brandon. And yeah, it takes practice, dedication, and a whole lot of conscious effort. But it's worth it. Think of it like this. Life is a gift, and we often spend it unwrapping gifts we haven't received yet or reminiscing about ones we already opened. Being present means savoring the deliciousness of what's happening right now. So, how do we actually become more present? Buckle up because I've got 5 key takeaways to help you level up your presence game. First, ditch the distractions. Seriously, put that phone down. When you're having a conversation with someone, give them your undivided attention. Resist the urge to multitask. Focus on truly listening and engaging in the moment. You know what they say. People may forget what you said, but they will never forget how you made them feel. Next up, engage all your senses. This is a powerful one. Instead of just looking at something beautiful, really take it in. Notice the colors, the textures, the details. Listen to the sounds around you. The chirping birds, the rustling leaves, even the hum of the air conditioner. Taste your food mindfully, savor each bite. Engage your senses, and you'll start noticing the richness of life unfolding all around you. Third, practice mindfulness meditation. I know, it sounds a bit daunting, but trust me, it's easier than you think. Find a quiet spot, close your eyes, and focus on your breath. Pay attention to the rise and fall of your chest, the sensation of air entering and leaving your nostrils. When your mind wanders, and it will, gently guide it back to your breath. Start with just a few minutes each day and gradually increase the time. Fourth, live in the present moment. Dwelling on the past or worrying about the future steals away precious time from the only moment that truly matters, now. When you find yourself getting caught up in thoughts of what if, or should have, gently bring your attention back to the here and now. Finally, be kind to yourself. This journey isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Some days will be easier than others. There will be times when you slip up and find yourself lost in thought. That's okay, just gently acknowledge it and bring your attention back to the present moment. Imagine this. You're walking through a park, enjoying the sunshine on your skin, listening to the birds chirping, smelling the fresh air. A little kid runs past you, giggling uncontrollably. You can't help but smile. That's presence in action, a simple yet profound way of experiencing life fully. Now, how about we bring this into our everyday lives? Picture yourself at work tomorrow. Maybe during that stressful meeting, instead of letting your mind race with worries, take a few deep breaths and focus on the words being spoken. Listen actively, engage in the conversation, and be present with your colleagues. That shift in perspective can transform a mundane meeting into a valuable exchange. Remember, folks, becoming more present is a lifelong journey, but every step you take brings you closer to a richer, more fulfilling life. So, ditch the distractions, engage your senses, practice mindfulness, live in the moment, be kind to yourself, and watch as your world transforms. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on how you plan to incorporate these tips into your daily routine. Leave a comment below or hit us up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember to stay present, stay strong, and keep forging your own path.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.